What a thrill it is. Oh, do you hear that? Oh. Yeah, Daddy. Yeah. Yeah. My goodness. What a thrill it is to come into God's house and to feel the joy of the Lord. What a thrill to come in and see smiles. And I know, folks, I know there are things that are going on. I know things you have to deal with. I know there's situations you don't have an answer to. Only God does. But I believe when you come into God's house and you come in expecting to feel His touch, when you come in looking forward to seeing smiles, to seeing folks that simply want to lift up the name of Jesus, simply want to share with you the good things that He is doing in their lives. Those good things, we don't know all the particulars. I'm amazed when it comes to prayer time. I'm amazed about how many praises the things that He is doing in our lives. I'm also amazed at the many things that we need and the touches that we need. Brother Herb, we're going to be praying for you next month. Rick told me just a few minutes ago with all these heart situations, we should get a discount from this church over to Nova. But so you guys check on it. Take Brother Bill Butts along with you. But I know there is something when you're dealing with challenges. To have a fellow brother, sister of Christ to share with you what they've been through. And how that God has seen them through. It's a thrill for me today. In the back we have John and Lori and Hunter back there. Is Hunter still here? Are you still awake, Hunter? Yes, good. They did some vacationing week for last down at the beach. We're seeing all kinds of good pictures, all kinds of good things. Just a month ago, I was able to hear Samantha in such a wonderful speech that she gave to the graduating class, her high school graduating class, over at Jiffy Lube Live. Big. Thousands of people there. I remember my graduation going home, getting a bowl of ice cream and a piece of cake. The times, they have a change, folks, and praise God for it. And I was so proud of her because of the way that she just stood up and didn't seem to be nervous at all, not flinching, and just gave and just shared things from her heart. When I see Dave come up here and play that Amazing Grace, and I know that what a thrill it is to have, wow, those two families back there represented and the good things that God is doing for them and in their lives. The wonderful praises with tears in their eyes about people who have prayed for me through certain things. And Lord, it just touches my heart when you share like that. Charles, we didn't know you had a friend, so I'm glad you brought one today. You forgot his name, but other than that, when you have the freedom to come into God's house and to simply be yourself and share what God is doing for you comfortably. He may be doing things in your life that's going to bring a tear to our eyes. There may be situations that are going on that just reach in and just touch us so emotionally. Many times here at Mount Calvary, we've dealt with things with a bit of laughter. For me personally, to have old Bobby on the front row, it means so much. Down at the campgrounds, he sang this morning. It was the Mount Calvary Singers, and we featured Bill Walker down there on a song he'd never sung before in my brain. Bill hasn't spoke to me since then, other than that comment. Don't know whether he will. But folks, I believe that this is what church should be about. I believe that it should be a work of love. And I know there's a lot of effort that Lisa put into this directory. But Lisa, I think that not only is God going to bless you for the effort you placed into it, but I think that it will be a tool that will be used to so many people in this congregation that will open. They will put that name with that face, and they will go and call upon our Lord and Master to touch an individual who may be struggling. Thank God for it. By this, we know love, because he laid down his life for us. I am reading in the book of 1 John, the 3rd chapter. I am reading the 16th verse. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need, and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? And then in the 18th and 19th verse, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today, God. Open our hearts and minds for just a couple of minutes, God, that each one of us as individuals receive that truth. God, we thank you today for speaking to us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said, amen. Amen. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue. Let us not just give lip service, but allow us to love in deed, the actions that we do, and in truth, the character that we share one with another when you simply treat people right. I am so moved when I walk into this sanctuary about the love that I personally have felt. I know many times there's laughter. I know many times one thing, Bob, and I told a long time ago, if you're going to come to Mount Calvary, there's one thing that you will not have very long, and that is thin skin. Because even when you are sharing things that are so moving and emotional, we will try our best to lighten it just a bit. Because we know without a shadow of a doubt there was nothing that will come against you being a child of God that he will not see you through. There are times when, and I've said it so many times from this pulpit, there's some times that I don't know what to share, I don't know what to say, so I'll just sing. And God will just take the words of a hymn and will use it. It is well, it is well, it is well with my soul. I had the opportunity last Sunday afternoon to crash a party. I had heard the two of our fine ladies here from Mount Calvary, Janet and Virginia, were going out to Ashburn to have lunch with Nancy Becker, and they made it a point not to invite me, so I decided I better go. When somebody's having a little shindig and they don't invite you, you might want to check in on it. And I went there to the Cracker Barrel, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited. And I thought, oh, the joke's going to be on me. So finally, I called up Janet and says, how is it going with you? Well, we're on the way. We're here on the road, almost there. I said, well, and she said, oh, here's Nancy Becker. Have a chat with her. Talk to her. Tell her how much she's meant. And I said, hello, Nancy Becker. Good to talk to you. Bye. And I hung up the phone. Because in just 3 or 4 minutes, I was going to be standing there at that Cracker Barrel with the reservation already made, open the door up so they come on in. and we had laughter. We shared good things. Our dear friend Nancy Becker, who has meant so much to this church over the years. But there is one quality that she had that no other member here at Mount Calvary, I believe, has ever had. No matter what the sermon material, no matter how good I preached or how bad I preached, she cried all the way through it. In the beginning, that would bother me, and after a while, I just said, well, it's either tears of joy and laughter or tears of disappointment. Either way, she cares. And we had a conversation last Sunday afternoon where she simply shared from her heart. She allowed her love here for Mount Calvary to show in deed and in truth. If there was a job to be done, you put Janet Robinson on it, you put Nancy Becker on it, you just get out of the way. I remember Don Hartzell telling me the first time that he met him, went downstairs and he was going to help them out on one of the meals. And the first thing he did was handed him a bucket and a mop. With very little conversation. Just, we will let you know what we want you to do after you finish this task. Love was shown in deed and in truth. You can come to church, you can just give lip service, you can kind of fly in, you can just do. But I tell you one thing, this book that those fellows are studying on a Sunday morning downstairs, this book will make a difference in your life. It will make a difference in the way that you live your life. It will make a difference in the things that you will realize are really important. I read an article about teachers who'd gotten together. Verify that I can read, Bob, right here. This group of school teachers was asked the question, what makes a great teacher? And almost unanimous in the group of teachers that were questioned, they responded, knowledge of the subject matter. But then they went to all the students and asked the same question, what makes a great teacher? And the students responded with four things. Patience, understanding, the ability to communicate, and love. Wow. Now, I don't think that's any excuse for us as teachers or preachers to not know our subject. No. We need to be in the Word. But I also feel that, as the old saying says, our people will not care how much we know until they know how much we care. I want to be somewhere where they care. I want to be somewhere where they're concerned. Today we've got people here with our new air conditioner, a little chilly. That's okay. Next Sunday, I'm going to have them sit real close together. That body heat will go a long way. Some of you over here are a little chilly, and I'm up here just sweating away. We have people that come in on a Sunday morning, and I tell you, they got some doctor's appointments, they got some challenges. There's some questions out there that only the Almighty God is going to bring an answer. And they still walk into a service with a smile upon their face. And they still walk into service lifting up the name of Jesus. They still walk into a service and ask others how they are doing. They still walk into service ready to pray one for another. Their love is indeed and in truth. It's my birthday this week. Year older. I don't know. I don't know if I feel a year older. I don't look any older because I've looked this old for the last 20 years. Bob, don't look at me like that. I'm the only individual there is nearing 60 that has had 20 years to practice what it feels like to near 60. But the thing that I do know, and the thing that I look forward to, is sharing the love of God in whatever deeds that He lays upon our hearts to do. Whatever thing that He may speak to your heart, when you get that little directory and you look at all those pictures, and if you want to take out a little gray pencil and darken my hair a little bit, you go right ahead. But I am going to tell you one thing that you ought to do. You ought to look at each one of those names, and at some time, you ought to lift them up in prayer. You ought to look at those names and those people who I know so many times in my life and the struggles that I've had to deal with have been there for me. Been there for the challenges that I have faced, and they've been there indeed and in truth to show a true definition of love. Whole lot of people out there, oh, tell them I love them and tell them this and tell them that. But it's when it is done in the deeds and the actions that you take. That's when it's truth. Dave, I want to thank you today for coming up and playing. I don't know why, he's a good fellow. Mike, because you don't know him that well. I don't know him that well. The only thing I do know is every time I'm around him, my spirit gets lifted up a little bit. When he's there playing and moving, my feet start to move, and I'm just feeling good. And I dare say that I can go that directory and I can look down those names and I can just see name after name that God has allowed in my own life to lift me up just a little bit. And I thank Him for it. Allow your love to be in deed and in truth. Heavenly Father, we've come into Your house and we have lifted up Your name in song. We have called upon Your name to answer these prayer requests that have been so heavy upon our hearts. We've allowed ourselves to care one for another and to share in the many blessings as the many praises that we heard early on. And God, we've read Your word, and we ask now that You challenge each and every one of us to allow our love to be shown in the deeds and the actions that we do. And through that love, they will know we are Christians. So Heavenly Father, as we leave this place, allow us to take a spirit of joy, take a spirit of fellowship, take a spirit of love, and to share it with a world that is lost and hurting. Give us safe traveling mercies, and we ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen. Amen. Wait a minute.